Shipping included.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I guess, you know, there's always a lot to talk about here, but from what I can tell, there's a lot of buzz going on about this inauguration of the new president. He's going to be, it's going to be a big party, and everybody's going to be hanging out in D.C., and he's so great, and he's so compassionate, and everything's going to change starting on, what is it, Tuesday? Is that the idea?
It's the 20th, I know that much.
Tuesday is, you know, the beginning of a new era for America. I mean, everybody's getting all psyched up. Even the news agencies have fancy, the WUSA9.com, I'm looking at it right now just with some show prep on it, has the inauguration of Barack Obama right there at the top in fancy, like, you've been invited style calligraphy writing, and everybody's getting all set up for this, and of course they're going to be talking about how they're wearing such pretty clothes, and oh, would you look at all the, oh, look at the cute children, and they'll be focusing on all kinds of surface level nonsense on Tuesday, and everybody will be just bowled over by how wonderful this is, and how, oh, it's so pretty with all of the decorations and the bands and all the planning that's gone into it. And they've been looking at this and talking about this for weeks upon weeks, as though anything significant is going to change in this country after Barack Obama is made into the president, as though anything's going to change.
Hail to the new chief, same as the old chief. You know, it's just so, it is silly. It's a cult of personality. It's so odd to me. I don't understand why they're all excited about Barack Obama. And the thing that, it does get reported, but it doesn't seem to get reported with any punch behind it, is that he's pretty much turned on the people that got him elected. You know, the progressive types that were behind him all the way.
Yeah, they've been writing blogs, and it's been getting a little bit of coverage, but for the most part, you would have no idea from the mainstream that the progressives, the hardcore lefties, were pretty upset with this guy.
Right. He's leaving him out in the cold with his appointees, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all of his appointees are going to stink no matter what, because they're all going to be big government,
sure.
Washington's going to solve your problem types.
Yeah, he's just extending the olive branch to the fascist wing of the big government parties, because, you know, the Republicans are basically the fascists, and the Democrats are basically the socialists, and, you know, they pretty much trade off every 4 or 8 years, and they let each other control things, and
let me put on my little turban, and I will do some predicting for you.
Okay.
Barack Obama.
Hard,
it's not. It's not difficult at all. Barack Obama is going to change nothing significantly. The things he does is going to change. He's going to change by using more big government programs, and it's all going to turn to crap. He is going to be
He's going to pile more crap on top of the actual existing crap pile.
Right. He's going to be the Jimmy Carter of our millennium, or the new century here. He's going to go out. I'm going to say 4 years. I think he's going to go out in 4 years. The people are going to say, oh, well, you know, he tried, he had a good heart and all that stuff. And nothing is going to change.
Nope. But you can guarantee that in 2012 there will be some candidate who will be talking about change again.
That's the other thing I should have predicted. The Republicans will now be talking about small government and how we need to lower taxes and put accountability back in government. Hey, Republicans, you had your chance from 2000 to 2006 to put accountability in government, to shrink its size, and to lower taxes. Did you do that? Well, I guess they did lower some taxes. I'll give them that. However, what they did was mortgage my son's future. Jack's 9 months old, and he's going to be 10 months here shortly. He's 10 months old, and you mortgaged his future. Thanks very, very much. Now, there's fiscal responsibility for you. And unfortunately, Americans are going to eat it up. They're going to say, that's what
it's
we
time.
Need.
It's time for the change. We need small government.
We need the Republicans back in, because they're going to give us small government, and they're going to give it to them again.
And if the Republicans that might have been in office back during the George Bush administration will, of course, be they'll be begging their constituents. They'll be saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. Because his constituents might say, well, you voted for this, and you voted for this increase, and you voted for this increase. What do you have to say for yourself? Well, we got drunk with power. You know how it can be. But we have taken a 12-step program, and you can trust us this time.
They won't say anything like that. It won't even be addressed. It really won't. They don't yeah. have. They never have to respond
right, well,
to what,
who's
it, what
ask
it is
them?
They vote for.
Well, who's going to hold them to the fire? Is Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh going to hold their feet to the fire?
Never. Never. These reporters, the reporters are, as far as I'm concerned, political sycophants. They never, yeah. because the reporters believe in bigger government, too.
Sure.
So they're not going to ask them about how they didn't do what they said they were going to do, because they don't want them to do that.
You know, now and then I'll get into a car and I'll hear some talk radio here in the area, listen to Rush just by accident. And I heard him talking about one of the stories that was in the news a few weeks ago about how Obama is planning on creating jobs, and I think like 20% of them were supposed to be government jobs, and it ended up being like 600,000 jobs would be government jobs or something. I'm pulling numbers out of my head here, and I was thinking to myself, huh, there you go. Rush Limbaugh trying to sound like he's all into small government. You know that if it was George Bush that was proposing 600,000 new military jobs, he'd have no objection whatsoever. If it's the Republicans that are proposing creating new government jobs in the military or something like that, then the Republicans just say, oh, yeah, oh, more military. Yeah, that's good.
Russia would want to send them down to Gitmo so they could, you know, torture people.
Do you believe that old Obama's actually going to shut down Gitmo?
I do.
What do you think's going to happen there?
At Gitmo?
Yeah, I mean, are they going to take the prisoners and just ship them off to other facilities around the world and kind of shove it under the rug?
I think they'll some of them, I believe, are real live, honest-to-goodness terrorists, and some of them, I believe, are people that caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. The problem is, what are you going to do with these people? If they didn't hate America before they got incarcerated for mm-hmm. 7 years, they hate it now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, this is what we're talking about when we talk about creating terrorists. If their family didn't hate America beforehand, they hate America now. I wonder how many of them are willing to strap bombs to themselves and blow themselves up on Main Street.
So you think he's going to shut it down, huh?
I think he's going to shut down Gitmo, but I don't consider that of any import, because Gitmo yeah. is just a place that symbolizes things that, well, will continue to go on. I mean, the CIA and the NSA and the DIA, they're going to all continue to do whatever it is that they did before.
Right. Extraordinary renditions, picking somebody up, taking them to another country, having them beaten, essentially, by the people that that occupied that country in the hands of those people, but at the behest of the U.S. federal government. Will that continue to go on?
Republicans
are good.
Many Republican, you know, people on the street, I don't mean Republican politicians, are scared that Obama's going to be, you know, some kind of dictator and take all the guns away. Well, no wonder the powers of the president, of the executive, have been expanded well, you know, beyond yeah. where they ever have been, and, you know, far beyond what the constitutional limits were, and they were done by the Republican.
And you can guarantee Obama's not going to go in there and all of a sudden shrink his power. He's not going to just start tearing pages out of the Federal Register. He's not going to go in and do anything like that. He's going to enjoy every last bit of the power that George Bush and his cronies aggregated to that position.
You know, Osama bin Laden just released an audio tape this last week.
Okay.
Where he, you know, essentially he's dancing on the what he calls the grave of America or whatever. And I could read this stuff, but it's just a mess.
It's rambling.
Yeah, it's crazy. It doesn't even make any sense what he says. You can kind of pick it out, but more or less he says that America's mired in a war it can't win and taunts Obama with it. Well, no doubt America is in. Maybe we could win the war in Afghanistan, but the question is, how many innocent people die? How many new terrorists do we create in the process?
I don't know about. I don't even know.
What's the point? What is the war?
Yeah, I don't even understand what that means. We could win the war in Afghanistan. Number one, you and I aren't fighting it, and nor would we want to.
I'd like to see Obama's Osama bin Laden caught. Excuse me. I think it's going to be hard to say Osama yeah. and Obama in the same sentence. But I'd like to see Osama bin Laden caught. I'd like to see him tried for crimes. However, this is not the way to go about it. The Constitution has provisions for dealing with this thing. They call it letters of mark and reprisal. We should have let it, you know, we should have done that in the first place. We should have put a bounty on his head and then allowed Americans to go after it, because there are rules that Americans can't go after it. Blackwater cannot go after Osama bin Laden.
Toll-free number here for you is 1-800-259-9231. How do you feel about what's coming? What kind of change are you expecting? 800-259-9231. My prediction is more of what we've been getting. Bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive government. 800-259-9231 for your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
In a commencement address at Mississippi State University, John Grisham said, "If you're sitting out there now with a nice, neat little outline for the next 10 years, you'd better be careful. Life may have other plans. Life will present you with unexpected opportunities, and it will be up to you to take a chance, to be bold, to have faith, and go for it. Life will also present you with bad luck and hardship, and maybe even tragedy. So get ready for it. It happens to everyone." This is a theme that many of John Grisham's best-known characters have learned the hard way, like Mitch McDeer in The Firm and Darby Shaw in The Pelican Brief. And now, it's Kyle McAvoy's turn in The Associate.
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McDeer was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, defrozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. The live Saturday edition toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com. You can go get a free account over there today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure.
So what do you expect to see change with the new president coming up on Tuesday? What are you excited about? So many people are excited because it's going to be a brand new era for the United States of America. I think Obama was quoted saying something like, we're going to perfect our union or something like that, you know, to make the U.S. stronger than it has ever been or blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what I expect to see change, Mark? I expect to see a new national service program be brought into play, which, if Obama has his way, will be the size of the military. Now, of course, it's going to take probably a little while to ramp it up to that level, and of course, government takes a long time to do anything, so who knows, he might need a second term to get that program done, but we know that it's on their agenda. Oh, and for anybody that thinks I'm just picking on Obama, John McCain's essentially supported the same idea, maybe not as vast in scope as far as outside the military, but he supported the idea of a mandatory national service program. So we know that's coming. We know they're going to be forcing America's youth into government make-work programs and essentially turning them all into bureaucrats. That's something that they plan on changing. In fact, you know what, Mark? I heard a selective service spot for the first time in a long time today. Now, I don't listen to a lot of radio, so for all I know, they're airing every single week. And I know it was in one of those ad council slots, so it's not like the selective service is out there buying advertisements, but it just chills me when I hear selective service spots.
I agree. Selective service makes me a little nervous too. Why selective service we haven't had the draft since the early 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, I was toddling at the time that we had the draft last. Why do we have to have selective service?
Don't forget, kids, go and if it's your 17th birthday, you need to be registering for the selective service.
It's the law.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yes. And they every time, every spot they say it's the law.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that they say it's the law?
Yeah, why is it so important? Why is it so important to promote this particular bureaucracy? If the draft is really gone for good, why is this bureaucracy still operating? Well, it's because that somebody, when they turned the draft off, somebody said, hey, you know, we should keep this program going. Well, not only because there's bureaucrats that need jobs, but we might need to bring this thing back someday. So they kept the program going. For those that don't know, maybe our younger listeners, the Selective Service is a program that all males in the United States are sent a card on their 17th birthday, basically.
Sexist.
Yeah. And then they're told, they're threatened with a huge fine, something to the tune of up to $500,000 and 5 years in jail, and losing any kind of federal loans or anything like that.
Can't get your Pell Grant.
Right. So they threatened these young, impressionable...
I said your Pell Grant, and it's not your Pell Grant. It's my Pell Grant. It's the taxpayer's Pell Grant.
So they threaten these young, impressionable minds, and they say, you must fill out this, what is essentially a draft card, and you have to sign it and everything, and then you send it in, and that's the last you hear from them until they reinstate the draft. And don't think that selective service program won't be used for the new Obama national service program, too. They'll use it for that as well. They'll form the draft boards up again.
The government loves information.
They were trying to staff the draft boards a couple of years ago. They were trying to fill empty slots on the draft boards. What's the point of that? If the draft isn't coming back, why are they doing those things? So look for the draft to possibly come back. Old Charlie Rangel's putting up his draft legislation again in 2009. I mean, he does
every year.
But so will that happen? And if that happens, well, what does that mean for America? What does that mean for freedom? Is that change? Is that the kind of change you were expecting? those of you who supported Obama.
That'd be some change, wouldn't it? Everybody gets drafted into some, you know, government job.
It won't be everybody. It'll be the kids.
Yeah, right. The ones that don't get the vote.
And the ones that don't really know what they're doing. They don't have a lot of experience, and they don't really know what's going on with what. They don't really have any concept of the draft. Kids today, I don't know what the draft is. 1-800-259-9231. So what do you expect to see change? Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Ken, listening to Radio Free Austin. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Actually, my name's Tim, but that's okay.
Sorry about that.
It's Ken now, soldier.
What's on your mind?
All right, good enough. Well, a couple things. First of all, Obama will absolutely be elected in re-elected in 2012.
Think so?
Because anything that goes bad will either be the legacy of George Bush or the fault of Republican obstructionists. And secondly, the economy is going to get better for two main reasons. One, bad economies get better, good economies get worse. It's just regression to the mean. And also, because the economy is largely psychological. And for the next 4 years, we're going to be told how great Obama's doing, and they'll pull up somebody that's never had a job before that just got one bag of groceries and say, look, the economy's turning around, and people go, oh, that's great. I think I'll reinvest or have consumer confidence back in this kind of thing. So the economy will get better just out of those two factors.
I think
now, I'd like to make a point on this economy getting better. Now, the Great Depression, which this has been looked at and compared to, I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm no economist. I do my very best, but, you know, I'm not. Now, it's been compared to that, and FDR's make work programs managed to stretch that thing all the way out until World War II. I mean, more than a decade.
Yeah, but this is we're not looking at, 25% unemployment? We're looking at, 6 right now? So they're really
today,
not
comfortable. It's getting worse, not better right now.
Yeah, well, when we get into double digits, then we might be thinking, Carter-esque economy, but, we're still not back to the 30s yet.
I'll agree with you.
I hope that's so.
On the second point, I'll agree with you on the psychological factor. I think that plays into this a lot. I mean, obviously, the government manipulating the money supply is also a major factor. But I think that people telling themselves that it is a recession creates more of that, essentially, in their minds. If they believe that to be true, they act as though it's true, and essentially creates that reality. So I agree with you there. But I don't know if it follows necessarily that bad economies get better and good economies get worse. I mean, in the governmental meddling system that we have today, that may be somewhat accurate based on the past, but I think that if we had the government step the hell away and we actually had a free marketplace, then the economy would just keep getting better as more people were allowed to create wealth, and the marketplace wouldn't have this this factor of the Federal Reserve pumping money into it and essentially creating the business cycle with malinvestments and things like that. So I don't know if that's necessarily true.
That's true about the libertarian point of view up to a point, because as long as you have any kind of regulation, you're always going to have some kind of regulation, some either consumer protection or antitrust or something like that. Somebody will eventually find the weak point in the system. Somebody will game it, and it might only be short term, but short term on an economy of this scale, you're still talking months or years. Can have a pretty significant downturn.
Well, I think
so you're always going to get.
Well, when you say you're always going to have regulation, that would only be true if you had a government, because only governments can regulate. The violent monopoly is the only agency that can do regulation. What you could have in a true free market is third-party certification, which would be a voluntary option, and there'd be multiple certifiers competing to get your certification, to get their stamp, essentially, on products. But still, nonetheless, I definitely generally agree with where you're coming from. I thank you for the call tonight and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. I really think the psychological factor that pointed out is a lot bigger than a lot of people realize. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all totally free. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com. Take advantage of those. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com, and then you get 50% off of one item when you type FTL into the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live.
Yep, AdamEve.com has all kinds of stuff. Lingerie, marital aids, all those kinds of things. AdamEve.com videos, too.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. On this Now, listening, just checking it out, I just got my new computer today, and so I'll be able to bug you guys a little more through the week now.
Sweet.
All right. Well, you kind of took the words out of my mouth a while ago, you guys, with I think the big change that Biden and Powell were talking about coming on the 20th or 22nd, somewhere around there, was the draft. I think that's the thing that they were talking about, saying that, oh, you got to stick by us, you got to stand with us, and all that, you know, when they find out they're going to burst all them liberals' bubbles, you know?
Mm.
And,
yeah, that's an interesting theory. Like they're padding, they're prepping people. Like, okay, everything's gonna be fine. We're changing things in the right direction. And if it's liberals doing the draft, then it's gonna be a caring, kinder, gentler draft, right?
Yeah,
that's the idea.
And one other thing, Ian. Last week, a fella called up about. I didn't really hear any hate or anything in his voice when he was talking about. The Jews owning a good percentage of the media. I mean, like, people like you and KGZ and stuff like that, we're just a few minority, you know, and I think he was just stating facts, you know, because they do own most of the media. And
no,
they do.
Hold on a second. You're getting lost in collectivist speak, Jeremy. The Jews do not own anything. There are some people who have a certain religion or ethnic basis that might be considered Jewish, who might own certain things, but that does not mean anything for everybody that considers themselves Jewish. And the gentleman you're talking about had called several times over the last week and spouted all kinds of anti-Jewish hatred, and it was quite clear, and it did not take very many questions to discern this, it was quite clear that he was an absolute bigot to the core.
Well, the ones that are in control and trying to run things like the banks and the media and brainwashing people, they're not the real Jews anyway. The real Jews were like from Judah and were sons and daughters of King David and whatnot. And the ones that are controlling things, they're totally opposite of what those people were. So
where did they come from?
It's very confusing.
Where do the ones that are in control come from, Jeremy?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know,
maybe he's saying they're like the Christian Pharisees, you know. And thank you, Jeremy, for the call. Mark, you talk about how just because you use the term Christian doesn't mean that you're really a Christian. You could be a Pharisee. So you're claiming to be a Christian, but in point of fact, the things you're doing are very, very unchristian.
Many of the people that call themselves Christian these days, bear more resemblance to Pharisees than they do to Christ.
So maybe that's what he was getting at. And beyond all that, the fact is there are people in positions of power around this country and around this world that have nothing to do with the Jewish religion. And have, you know, they're just power seekers. Power seekers come from all walks. They come from all plots of land. They come from all backgrounds. They are sick freaks that want to control others. That's all that we need to focus on is who are the sickos that want to control people. I don't care what their religion is.
Yeah.
I just care what they do and what they say.
It's a diversion to try to point at somebody's religion and be able to say, or their ethnicity, and be able to say, I know that person's a bad person because of that.
Yeah, that's ludicrous.
It is. It's ludicrous.
All right,
you cannot tell the bad people by their particular ethnicity.
Let's continue and talk to David, listening to WKBK in Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I want to say a couple things, they just ran. On your commercial break, they just ran a Selective Service announcement.
That's very interesting.
I mean, it's...
Was it one of the Selective Service...
I've actually heard them several times over the past several years.
Yeah, I didn't hear this particular one. I'm going to ask you a little bit about it. Was it a serious one, or was it one of the ones where they kind of come at it from a fun perspective?
Register, it'll be great.
Ooh, yeah. By fun, I'm guessing you're talking about like the... They have the sound like a kid or a high schooler.
Yeah, it's just peppy.
Talking.
It's peppy and
it's
upbeat.
It wasn't one of those. I think it was more, I don't remember.
You know what? I might dig one up. I think I recorded one earlier today, so I'll see if I can dig it up a little bit later. Maybe we'll play it back.
But I wanted to say one other thing. I'm glad you brought up the collectivization. If you take that collectivization to another step, most of the people in ownership positions in general are white, so does that make all white people bad? And
and
whether, you know, Jon Stewart is Jewish. I love Jon Stewart. I think he's hilarious. And I think
Jon Stewart, I think, is a huge threat.
I think he's damn right.
Yeah, well, I think Jon Stewart is a threat to the establishment, if anything. I mean,
he just picks fun with just pokes fun at him all the time.
Right.
I saw he had Dana Perino of all people on, and it's amazing he did a fairly mature interview, even though he admitted to her. I mean, he said, you know, we poke at your administration all the time, but you know, he thanked her for coming on. But I had to have been something for her to be on there. But yeah, I mean, you take that to another step. The whole Israeli-Palestine thing is collective punishment. It's collective punishment for the Palestinians because a few Hamas people are shooting rockets into Israel.
Yeah,
and
what about the people that just...
It's collective innocence on behalf of, you know, it's not the Israeli nation attacking Palestine. It's the stupid government.
Nobody is really concerned about the poor little people that end up getting their bodies blown to bits in between the people that fight, and those are the people that are the real majorities.
Yeah, and it's collectivization of guilt and innocence. During World War One, all of Germany was bad because of that war, and so they were punished horrendously, which just led them right in the hands of Hitler.
All Japanese
and all
were
of
bad.
England and France were good, so they weren't punished. No, they won the war because the United States helped them.
Not to mention that they were rounded up in this country. I mean, they determined that the Germans and the Japanese people were all possible suspects, so they rounded them up and put them into camps.
Well,
that was a little bit later in World War Two.
World War One. My apologies. I thought it was World War Two. So, David, thanks for the call tonight, dude. Good hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. I mean, that is one of the most saddest times in the United States history.
That we
rounding people
incarcerated
up.
Without any charges, thousands of Japanese Americans.
And dropped some bombs as well. I mean, it was a real sad time. We continue, big bombs, of course, so we continue with Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
We did not round up anybody.
Thank you. We didn't. You're right. The U.S. federal government. You know, even I have not perfected that yet.
That's fine. See, it's just we got to notice that even the good guys are still a little bit, you know, not 100% on it. But the thing about contacting your elected officials, I brought this up before about how, you know, there's a new batch of them up there in Washington D.C. and up in Concord. And we haven't contacted them yet. We haven't contacted Nancy Pelosi to tell her to repeal the federal income tax and all the federal gun laws and all that kind of stuff.
You know what? I actually have, Tom, and thank you for the call tonight. I have sent some contacts out via the Downsize DC system already this year. So you can do that, too, if you go to downsizedc.org. Jim Babka's our friend over there. And
it's the easiest way ever to write your congressperson.
It really is. You don't really have to do any writing. It's all pretty much done for you. You can see it and plug in for free over at downsizedc.org. All right, more coming up here. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Plus, we'll come up in a bit and talk about the prostitution-free zone. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
3, 2, 1. Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at Pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, do it by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Times are, kind of tough out there on the economic front, and you might need to save a few bucks when you're doing your shopping. Well, number one, Amazon will save you some bucks, even in the brand new category. Go and take a look at their prices. See for yourself at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll also save a few bucks probably on free Super Saver shipping, which applies to a whole lot of items in the Amazon store. And in addition, if you need to save a few more dollars, you can usually get everything used through Amazon as well. A lot of their items are available used, so go and get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good, because not only are you getting what you're looking for, but you're also helping Free Talk Live at the same time, because we get a cut when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls, Barry in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Barry.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
First time calling and the first time listening to you guys today on the internet.
Welcome aboard, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, me and my friend at work, we were talking about guns and how Obama wants to take certain guns away from us. And
that's the allegation.
Yes, and the sales of guns have gone up tremendously. But anyways, he was saying there's certain groups that they're going to be, it'd be hard for them to get the guns away, like the KKK, the the Black Panther, the...
It'd be hard for them to get my gun from me, and I'm not involved in any of those groups. It'd be hard for them to get...
Well, you know what I'm saying, though. There's so many people in this country, and there's so many groups, there's so many hitting groups.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
And there's so many guns. There's 9 guns for every 10 people in the United States.
Really?
And those are the ones that are counted.
Mm.
I mean, so there are more guns than there are individuals in the United States, because I know some aren't counted.
Yeah.
And
what about the ones on the streets, like the gangs?
Yep.
They're illegal guns right there. I mean, they're the ones that should be taking the guns away from... In the first place.
Well, they can't do that.
If they can take their guns, they can take yours.
Right. See, the thing is, if they ban guns, all that'll happen is, and anybody that thinks about this for 2 seconds can figure it out, if they ban guns, all that will occur is that the law-abiding people will go down, turn them in, and then everybody else keeps them.
It's the old saying, if you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
And speaking as a convicted felon, if you outlaw felons having guns, only the bad felons will have guns. Because
right.
The bad felons, you can't stop them from getting guns. You simply can't. The good ones that are trying to fly right and fly straight, they can't protect their families. What's the point in doing that?
That's the situation you're in.
That's the extreme circumstance. I can't protect my family legally.
We continue with your calls and talk to John, listening to Radio Free Austin. John, you're on Free Talk Live. John, you're on with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Yeah, hello. Listen, I've got 3 quick little comments that have really outraged me that I saw in the media toward the end of the week on, like, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The first was that ruling that says teachers can have sex with their 18-year-old students. The second one was the 13-year-old girl who was strip-searched in school down to her underwear for ibuprofen.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous, and the outrageous stories continue to come out of the government school systems.
What I'm seeing is an increase of these stories. You know, you used to see one every now and then, but now they're just getting, like, there was a young student who had autism who was either handcuffed or tasered. You know, these are children. These are our children in public schools.
But the problem is they're your children, which you voluntarily gave up to the government indoctrination camps. Now, I understand they're threatening you, and if you don't give them to the indoctrination camps or enroll them in a government-approved, you know, private school or government-approved homeschooling program, then they might steal your children from you. So I understand the reason why people do this.
You know, when you make a comment like that, that chaps my hide, because... Let's talk a little bit about reality here for a moment.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have the money to put my kids in private school.
You know why?
Because
they tax the crap out of you. You know,
and you pay it.
In somewhere between 50%, in my town it's 80% of your property taxes go to educate other people's kids, people with nicer cars and all that other stuff. I'm not saying you're a bad guy because you send your kid to public school, but I am saying the government's a bunch of bad people for stealing your money.
No, but that's where all these problems that you're talking about are coming from, whether it's the zero tolerance insanity of strip searching somebody for ibuprofen, or whether it's, you know, whatever sexual viewpoint you disagree with.
Where are the parents? Where's the PTA on this? Why aren't people, just outraged beyond belief?
Well, you can be outraged.
I don't understand it.
You see, people are outraged. Well, okay, what kind of action would you like to take?
Start off by taking lawsuits. Start off by asking that the school board to authorize this type of behavior starts ripping people out of the school board.
You know why? I'll answer your question as to why you're not seeing that action. Number one, lawsuits are expensive. Number two, dealing with the school board and the political system that surrounds it is a pain in the butt.
You're asking the government people to go after the government people.
Right.
They seem to have, to some extent, a fidelity towards each other and not towards the average citizen.
I'll give you here in a moment. But just to point out, what you're suggesting is what has always been suggested, and that is we need to redouble our efforts and work within the system to fix the system. My suggestion is that you get together with enough other parents who are as outraged as you, because if it really is that outrageous, you certainly should be able to find some others who are as outraged and refuse to pay a portion of your property tax in protest. Why do you laugh? Why is that funny?
Yeah, and you get the lane put on your house. And
see, it's nervous laughter. It's nervous laughter, and I understand you're scared just like everybody else is. Most people in this country, 99.99% of them, are scared to death of the government people coming and stealing their homes from them, or coming and stealing their children from them, or coming and somehow ruining their lives. And the fact is, and this is a reality, if everybody continues living that way, in fear, then they will just continue to abuse you.
The slaves were afraid to run away, too.
Any other thoughts, sir?
No.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
We've got to sound like absolute nuts to some law-abiding citizen like John out there who, you know, just wants to... He just wants the government schools to run right. But my question...
Ain't going
to
happen.
Yeah, my question is when has the government ever... in the history of man, run right? There's always abuses because there's no check against it.
And what you're talking about, I mean, if you're talking about getting your people into the government school system and somehow changing it from the inside, it's a tremendous project that will take you years upon years and who knows how much money. And there's our newsfeed running in the background for whatever reason. And it's gone, thank goodness. All right, so it'll take you a long time. It'll take you money. And there's no guarantee to success. And plus, once you get into the system, you start dealing with lawsuits. And who are you going to sue? Are you going to sue the individual employees? Well, you can't really do that because they're protected in most cases by what they call sovereign immunity. Are you going to sue the school board? Are you going to sue the city? Well, in those cases, sometimes you might find out, and I don't know, I'm sure it's different in all 50 states, but what you might find out is that, well, you know, this school system has a constitutional responsibility to provide education to kids, so you just can't shut this down. You can't shut this system down. You're just not allowed to turn the system off. So even if you could get in control of the school board, you may not really be able to do anything as far as minimizing damage. Sure, you might be able to change a policy here or there, but you're not going to stop the communist wealth redistribution government indoctrination program that's going on out there. That's what government schools are. It's just another way of stealing money from people.
Government schools are one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto.
Sure are. It's another way of stealing money from people, giving it to middle-class bureaucrats that are running the program, and at the same time indoctrinating your children to believing that government is great and government is the way that we solve problems. Oh, if you've got a problem with government, just get involved in government, and then you can fix it. That's worked so well for the last several decades, hasn't it? Oh, wait, here we are today.
You know, and it's this other sort of hive mentality that doesn't particularly serve anywhere in society except big companies. I mean, they really, you know, the government school system was set up with the purpose of training people to be good little workers in factories and
it's
and
true.
Jobs
you don't believe
like
it, look it up.
All you have to do is look up
the Prussian system.
Yeah, the Prussian system, and you'll find out that's what our public school system was based on. And the reason that it came about was because they didn't want the Catholics who were educating people for free. They didn't want the Catholics educating people, so the Protestants had to jump in and come up with something. And they were in charge of government, so they put government schools in place. And this little hive mentality, raise your hand if you want to speak, be sure to ask if you want to use the bathroom, all that other stuff.
Where's your hall pass?
You know, how does that serve me today in my life? It doesn't.
800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. If you're on hold, we will get to you. This is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With food.